Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph.
Yes, sir.
I am the full. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. How can I help you today?
Well, I got a charge on my credit account.
Okay.
For $69.97 from
okay.
You people that they say there is a continuous subscription. I have no continuous subscription. When I ordered that and I received it, I called with your company and I say that I don't want that continuous subscription. And you charge my accounts anyway.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Can I please have the zip code? Hello? Sir?
Yeah.
Can I please have the zip code so I can locate the account or order, sir?
33174.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name?
The name is Rosario. R-O-S-A-R-I-O Carrazana. C-A-R-R-A, C like in zebra, A-N-A.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot understand you. Do you mind spelling that first and last name one more time, please?
Okay. The first name is Rosario. R-O-S-A-R-I-O. Last name is C like in Charlie, A like in Apple, R like in Roland, R like in Roland, A like in Apple, C like in Zebra, A like in Apple, N-A.
Okay, I'm not okay and count with that name. Would there be a different first or last name?
Well, maybe it's in my name, Elvio, E-L-V-I-O.
I'm not locating an account with that name, sir. Do you mind providing me with the order number, sir?
Well, all that I have is a direct marketing continuity subscription. And when I get the first $7 or whatever it was, on March of the 8th, and I saw that it was a marketing continuum, I called right away and I canceled because I don't want it. I didn't even look into whatever they say that it will be a continuous subscription to anything. And you charging my accounts anyway.
Okay, I do apologize. I completely understand, sir. Do you mind providing me with the first, six, and last four of the card being charged?
Yeah, hold on one second. You need a whole number? Hello?
The first six and last four of the card being charged.
The first six? Okay. Mm-hmm. 525475.
And last four?
No, that's the first six. 525475.
Okay, and the last
six,
four?
The
number,
last
sir?
Four. The last mm-hmm. four is 6870-3828.
Last four.
Oh, 3828.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me. Okay. And can you provide me with the shipping address that's on the account you're calling in about today?
Yeah, the shipping is 9960 Southwest 1212 Street, Miami, Florida, 33174.
Okay. I've located an account with that card information, that shipping address, sir. The name on the account was Devil. I'm going to spell this because I'm going to mispronounce it. D-L-V-I-O. And last name is
D-A-R. Yeah, this is my address. That is okay. My address.
Okay. So that is your name, sir, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I apologize. I just want to make sure. So I do see it was looks like it. You placed an order for a trial for the smartwatch and the AirPods. How can I help you with this today?
Well, when I put the order, it was a trial, and I didn't know it was a trial. Then the 2-3 days after, I have an email say that I have been in a continuing evaluation, and I call you people, and I say I don't want the continuous evaluation. I don't want to keep going, you know, with a continuous anything. If you want me to return the watch, I will. And the lady that I spoke with, she said, okay, we will take care of that. But you charge my account anyway.
Okay, sir. So I do see, it looks like I'm looking over the account as you speak, sir. I don't see any record of you previously calling in, sir.
Yeah,
I see you. I see your account was made on the 8th of.
Let me tell you what day. Look in the day that I'm going to give you. That is the. Hold on.
So that was initially a trial period that you
it
had
is
placed
3/15.
The order.
I call on March 15th.
I don't see any record of you previously calling
well,
in.
Well, but I call and I
sir.
Spoke with somebody there.
Okay, sir. I don't see any record of you previously calling in.
Well, what
I do see that.
Yeah,
I do
maybe the person didn't record anything in there. That is another problem. But I'm not going to pay that. What do
okay,
you
sir.
Want
I do apologize. So I do see it was initially a 14-day trial period. After that 14-day trial period ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, as it states in the terms and conditions, you were going to be billed the full retail price and placed on the automated billing and shipping to receive the product, sir. What I can go ahead and do for you, though, is I can go ahead and apply a 35% courtesy refund to the end of trial costs for you today, sir. That's what I can
And then it will be a stop right there.
It'll be a 35% refund to the end of trial costs for the watch and the AirPods.
Yeah, and that it will be the end of the deal, right?
Yes, sir. The account's closed. The account, yes, sir. I can go ahead and get that applied to your account, sir. The only thing you're being billed for is the end of trial cost.
Because you see, this was done on the 8th of March. And then the 15th of March, I called. But I didn't know that it was 15 days or 14 days. I called just because I got an email for the continuity or trial.
There's no record you previously called to cancel or anything, sir. This would be a 35% courtesy refund, sir, for those end of trial costs for you. For the watch and the earbuds that you ordered.
Well, I dispute already this in the credit card, and I am not going to pay.
You already filed the dispute with your bank, sir?
Well, you know, if you didn't recall my call on the 15th, I don't know why.
There's no previous record of you calling to cancel, sir. This is the first time you've called to cancel, sir. I do apologize. So, again, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I just need to verify currently,
is there
a dispute
about,
with your bank, sir?
Yeah. What about 50%?
Do you currently have a dispute with your bank, sir, for these charges?
Yeah, I did. Yes, because when
okay,
I called
sir.
The 15, she told me it will be no charge. And I asked her, what do you want me to return the watch or what? And she said,
give
no,
me
no,
one moment while I go ahead and speak to my supervisor, see what more we can do. Please stay on the line, sir.
Then what are we going to do? Can you accept your, you know, let's be at the center of this. What about 50%?
I am speaking to my supervisor, sir. Bear with me.
Yep.
Okay, sir. So I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor. Due to that you have filed a dispute, you would need to call back with your bank on the line, sir. Once we're able to verify what's going on with that dispute, then we can assist further with the refund, sir.
Yeah, well, how are we going to do that? You would call me or I have to call you?
You would need to call back with the bank on the line, sir, so we can verify what's going on with that dispute, sir. But I do have a cancellation number whenever you're ready, sir, for the account being closed out.
Do
you
have
a cancellation number?
Yep, yes.
C like in Charlie, 46905, A like in Apple.
Hold it. CC469.
See, like in Charlie.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be CC4.
Go ahead a little bit slow because, you know, it's going to run. CC469.
Then it's going to be 05, A like in Apple, 655.
Okay, let me read it to you. CC, Charlie, 469. Apple 655.
Yes, sir. Your account is canceled out.
Okay, then you know when the bank will allow will tell me, you know, when it will be posted.
You will need to call back with your bank on the line. Once we're able to verify what's going on with that dispute, we can assist you further, sir. But we need to first verify the status of that dispute.
How can I call you with the bank of the line? I don't know how to do that.
So either you can issue the three-way call or you can have your bank issue the three-way call, sir. But you have to call back with your bank on the line before we can, so we can see what's going on with that dispute so we can assist further with the refund, sir. So you need to call back with your bank on the line, sir.
Yeah, well, I called the, let me ask you, you know, how to do that, because I don't know. When the credit card will post it, the transaction, I'm going to call the bank. And I have to tell the bank to call you, the City Advance card, Gold card, they have to call you. Because I cannot make two phone calls, you know, from the same phone. I don't have that app or whatever in my phone.
So you would need to either issue the three-way call with your bank or you can ask the bank to issue the three-way call, sir.
Okay, I asked the bank, you know, to do the three-way call. And then you're telling me, you know, that the 15, you have no record at my call there.
There's no record of you previously calling back on the 15th, sir. I went ahead and reviewed the account.
I'm going to call the AT&T, and I'm going to see, you know, if I can get, you know, the statement when I call you on the 15th. okay? Because it's the lady that I spoke with. She didn't put anything on there.
So whenever a person calls in, the system automatically notes the account, and then the representatives have to place their own notes as well of what's gone on the account, sir. There's no record of you ever calling in. Sir, I do apologize.
Well,
but again, if you just give us a call back with your bank on the line, we can go ahead and see what's going on with that dispute that you filed with them, and then we can assist further with the refund, sir.
Let me ask you something else. That same day, hello?
I'm here, sir. I'm listening.
Yeah, that's the same day you put in there a pair of ears connected with the phone. What about that?
Okay, so your account is closed out, sir. So you would just need to call back with your bank on the line for further assistance with the refund, sir.
This is for the watch.
This is for the watch and the ear pod, sir.
Oh, the both of them.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, because when I call, I didn't call about the ears. I just call about the watch. Okay.
They
were
placed as part of the same order, sir.
We will get together with the bank. Okay?
You need to call back with your bank on the line, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.